everybody. Happy New Year 2022. Holy crap. I can't believe yet again, another year has come and gone. I hope everyone had a wonderful couple weeks for the holidays. Our 2-week holiday hiatus is over. So welcome back once again to a brand new episode of Sweeten Up Podcast, season number 2, episode number 78, the first episode of 2022. I hope everyone is doing well. I am your host, Jeff Spencer. Thank you so much for taking some time to join me today. I greatly appreciate it. Whether you have for an entire season, an entire year, or you are today for the first time, thank you so much for joining us. However, if you are just joining us for the first time, take a look back at our library of 77 episodes anytime you want, anywhere you subscribe to the show. As always, if you like what you hear on the podcast today, please be sure to tell all your friends and subscribe to the show anywhere you get your podcast so that you never miss a future episode. You can find the podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Just search for Sweeten Up Podcast. With that being said, my guest on the podcast today is the great and powerful Nikki Zooks. Nikki Zooks is a popular up-and-coming food reviewer here in the state of Connecticut. Nikki began reviewing local Connecticut restaurants around his hometown of Bethel at the start of the pandemic, helping give restaurants his special restaurant boost, as well as bringing awareness to places and foods people may not have heard of before. Since then, he has amassed over 8,000 followers on Instagram and was declared Honorary Food Ambassador of Bethel, Connecticut. I had a really great time chatting with Nikki via Zoom, both of us staying safe due to the recent COVID surge, talking about why he started reviewing restaurants, his favorite foods to eat, what he sees himself doing in the future, his own love of cooking, his favorite passions, sports teams, and so much more. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, here he is, my friend, a tremendous food reviewer, and even greater person, Nikki Zooks. Joining me on the podcast today via Zoom video conferencing due to the recent COVID surge, trying to just keep it safe and everything like that, it is an honor and a pleasure to have this wonderful individual on the other side of my computer screen. He is a popular food and restaurant reviewer here in the state of Connecticut, honorary food ambassador of Bethel, and I'm sure you know him well. The great and powerful Nikki Zooks joins us on the program today. And Nikki, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. And how are you, my friend?
Good. How are you?
Doing really, really well. Where are you coming from? Bethel?
Yeah, Bethel, Connecticut.
Awesome. Awesome. I love Bethel. Some of my favorite places that you've been and reviewed. And it's so cool that you're an honorary food ambassador of your town. What does that feel like, being an honorary food ambassador of where you live?
I'm honored because it felt like what I did wasn't just a big waste of time. And when I first started doing these videos, I was worried that I wasn't going to do what my main goal was and to help the restaurant. So when I got that proclamation, it really boosted my confidence.
Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, it's always great when, work that you put in gets recognized. It's always uplifting and it makes you want to just keep going and doing more. So that's really, really awesome. What places haven't you featured that you would like to be featured? Because you've featured so many places now, and what are some that you would like to but just haven't had a chance to yet?
Well, we just did Chuck's Steakhouse, and that was it. But then now it's Edison Kitchen, where Jay Lawrence used to be. I want to check out what they changed. Did they change the menu and the place? I wanted to check that place out.
Yeah, that kind of upset me a little bit when Jay Lawrence left. I really like going there. It was a popular place that I went with my friends for brunch and stuff like that. So I'm definitely looking forward to that review of the new spot for sure. And I love Chuck's Steakhouse. I think it's one of the better steakhouses around for sure. How did you enjoy that? What was that like?
Well, we got a steak and we got their calamari. And the steak was, I got a medium rare. That's the only way you could get a steak.
Oh, yeah. You know it's good.
Yeah. And the calamari, you don't want it to be rubbery, but it wasn't. It had a nice crunch. It was really good.
That's awesome. Yeah, those are definitely the best steaks for sure. And they do a great job over there at Chuck's. Speaking of what you're doing, what made you want to start reviewing restaurants? Definitely give everyone the story and the background to what drove you to do what you're doing today.
Well, when COVID hit, I noticed that like the businesses were like struggling. And since my dad knew a lot of the owners, I had an idea to help the restaurants and review them on my YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is so great. I mean, your reviews are awesome. And, you know, it's really taken off. You know, you're quite the hit on social media. You know, what is it like seeing all the positive comments and remarks and just all the nice things people have to say about what you're doing?
It's great because, like, that's one of the best experiences when, like, people actually, like, notice and, like, enjoy my videos. I really like it.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure. And, you know, I understand you're a big foodie even before this. You've been, you know, you make mozzarella, you make wine. I saw you over at Aquila's Nest with my friend Eviana. That was really cool. But I know, like, you know, you're a foodie even before you started reviewing restaurants and stuff. Where does that come from and what are some things that you enjoy doing?
I enjoy, like, what are my hobbies?
What are some foods you enjoy making at home and with the wine and everything like that?
Yeah, wine, of course. And I like making fresh mozzarella because, like, you could do so much with it. You can make, like, braids. Like, you can make knots, strings, balls. There's just so much you could do with it.
Yeah, you do really good at that. That was so cool watching you make that. Yeah. How long does that take? Is that a long process? Is it tedious?
The only thing that's, like, long in it, say, is, like, boiling the water and, like, getting the water to the right temperature. But making them isn't really that hard because I practice a lot.
Gotcha. So is that your favorite thing to make or is there a favorite dish you like to cook? Is there something you really enjoy to cook at home?
Yeah, fresh mozzarella and pasta I really like because it's easy to make.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not that long. And it's really good.
Yeah,
it's one of my favorite foods.
Yeah, I love pasta. I'm a big, my big comfort food is spaghetti and meatballs. I love it. It's just a good standby, you know? Nice. Well, what are some of your favorite foods to eat? I'm sure you must have a bunch. I like pizza and lobster. what are yours?
Yeah. yeah, pasta, like I said. Penne alla vodka is my favorite type of pasta. Yeah, seafood. Black squidding pasta, actually. It's a different type of pasta, but it's really good. It might not sound good, but it is really good.
Yeah, that's interesting. I had that once. It was very different texture, yeah. Flavor, everything like that. Yeah, that's for sure. It's a little on the salty side, but it's nice. I like it. So, you know, your friends with all these videos you're doing, your friends must see what you're doing and what's their reaction to everything you're doing and what's that been like?
They're really supportive and like in the hallway they scream out like Nikki Zooks and like every time yeah. And every time that I post a video, like they're always watching it and commenting and like liking it. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure your friends they're definitely looking up to you and you know, and I think it's good. I think it's good, you know, for your friends to see what you're doing. And hey, maybe they'll get involved someday. Maybe someday one of your friends will be your camera guy or something. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. But, yeah. You know, I myself personally love Bethel, Connecticut. What's it like living in that area of the state and such, you know, that's around such great places to stuff your face?
It's great because like most of the time when we do a video, it's local and it's always really good. Like there's so many, like Bethel is a small town, but like there's so many good places to eat. Like if I wanted to go eat at dinner, we always have a different place to eat.
Yeah, that's always nice for sure. I love Bethel and I always tell my friends, my family, you know, don't sleep on Bethel. Don't forget about Bethel. It's a great spot. Yeah. So yeah, no, that's awesome. Do you have a favorite spot in Bethel or do you not want to go there? Do you want to cause like a big stir in town?
yeah, not really, but they're all delicious.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Out of all these incredible restaurant reviews you've conducted, do you remember a single dish that really stood out to you that you still remember to this day, or is it just all of them together?
yeah, it's between two. It's bone marrow I had at Stanziato's. I never thought that, like, I thought this bones were hollow, not like what, like you put it in the oven and then like you just scoop it out with a spoon. And black squidding pasta, like I said, it's good. It's really good. if you haven't tried it, go try it because it's really good.
That's awesome. Yeah, it is really great. My buddy, Chef Ralph Bello up in the Hudson Valley, he makes a really good squid ink pasta. Really, yeah. Really good stuff.
And tuna tartare at Dolce. It's like, it's not seafoody, but like it's has a unique taste, but it's definitely up there with one of my favorite dishes.
That sounds great. I'll have to go check that out because I actually live right down the street from Dolce, so it's nice and close. Yeah. I'll have to go check that out. I appreciate that. You know, with everything you're doing with the food reviews, it's almost sort of like the Food Network. Do you have any TV or Food Network inspirations maybe in the future?
Yeah, Guy Fieri, I really like his shows, and me and him are like doing the same thing, but obviously he's more popular than me. But hopefully one day that I could be like as big as him, and like people, when they talk about like reviewing food, I'm the first name that pops up in their mind.
That's awesome. That's very cool. So career-wise, that's kind of what you would like to do, be a chef and review restaurants, or would you just, do you want to be a chef? Is that something that you're thinking about?
Food reviewer, obviously. Gotcha. And a food consultant, really would like to be, yeah.
That's awesome. That's really, really cool. I mean, those are in high demand. Those are really awesome jobs. I can't disagree with that. The restaurant industry is super cool, and you know, it's hard, but it can be extremely rewarding. So that's really, really awesome. You know, what are some other things that you got going on? What are some, you know, what are some places you're going to be reviewing next, do you think, or do you not know yet?
Edison Kitchen, and we still have a lot that that are still getting back to us. But yeah, definitely Edison Kitchen. I definitely want to check that out.
Cool. That's very, very cool. Awesome. What are some other things that you would like to do in the future? Do you want the show to just, you know, continue on how it's been, or you know, there's some, you know, do you want to branch out of Connecticut, or are you just going to, you know, kind of just hang in the state and sort of just support the state sort of thing?
Oh yeah, for sure. We went from boosting Bethel to boosting Connecticut, and hopefully we could boost New York. They have a lot of good places I've seen.
Awesome. Yeah, I saw you were in New Haven somewhat recently, not too long ago. Where were you and how was that?
Was it Red Rock Cafe?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was super good. We got these sliders and we got this like, it was like this ice cream thing, and it had a bunch of like sour strips. It has like a bunch of stuff and it was super good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we took pictures with them, and yeah, they were really kind.
That's really, really cool. I love it. You know, as far as like pizza places go, do you have a favorite pizza spot? That's one of the questions I like to ask my guests on the show. What kind of, you know, what's their favorite pizza place? So have you been to any of the ones in New Haven, like the Pepe's or anything like that? And what are some ones that you like around locally by you?
Not there, but definitely Victoria's in Bethel. Their margarita pizza is delicious. You should go try it if you haven't already. Sal's Pizza in that little like plaza. We know the owners. We like, it's our family friend. They're really nice. We got invited to their house, and it's been really good.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Yeah. Do you have a favorite chef or a favorite Food Network personality besides Guy, or a favorite show?
Definitely Bobby Flay. Hopefully I could be on his show maybe one day. And I really enjoy his show. Every time at dinner, we always watch like an episode of Bobby Flay.
Yeah. Bobby Flay is the best for sure. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, listen, I know outside of your food reviewing, you have other hobbies and other things that you enjoy doing. What are some things that you really like to do when you're not supporting the industry?
Basketball, because like I've always had a passion for it. I'm on a team. And golf. We go to Golf Quest, boxing also.
Champs. Yeah, you were over at Champs, right?
Yeah.
That's super cool with everything going on with the Danbury Trashers documentary and Champs and everything like that. That's awesome. That's very cool. Yeah. I like it.
And the owner there, AJ.
Yeah, AJ is awesome. Don't you love AJ? Great yeah. Guy. Do you like hockey? You a hockey guy?
I went to one of the games. It's interesting, but I don't really want to pursue it though.
Nice. I really like watching it. You like watching it. Yeah. What are some favorite sports teams that you have?
Yankees for baseball. For basketball, I really like the Atlanta Hawks.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Jets for
I'm a Jets fan too. No worries. It's rough. It's rough being a Jets fan.
Yeah.
You're young, so who knows? You know, probably, you know, maybe soon you'll see a Super Bowl. I don't know if I will. I'll probably be gone by then. But yeah, I'm a Mets fan too, so I don't know about that Yankee stuff over there, but but that's great. That's great. Well, listen, thank you so much for joining me on the show. I really, really appreciate it. It's so great to learn about everything that you're doing. You're a true star. Two things before we go, though. I know you have something that, you know, announcement that you want to announce, but I also know that you know, your Instagram, your social media, I definitely want folks who haven't heard about you yet to know where they can find you. So first of all, where can they find you on social media? And then second of all, what's this announcement? Give it to us.
I cannot tell you yet, but
not yet? Okay.
Yeah, but it's all because of my fans. And you could find me on Instagram, Nikki Zooks, and Facebook, Nikki Zooks too. And awesome. YouTube, Nikki Will Eat It.
Awesome. That's great. Yeah, you're on YouTube. Nikki Will Eat It. That's awesome. Yeah. I love it. Well, Nikki, I wish you nothing but the best. I appreciate you for coming on the show. It's so great to talk to you. I really hope to meet you in person. We got to get together in person sometime and stuff our face, right? We got to. Like, so we'll do that. It'll be great. And thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And have a great day.
Have a great day.
Thank you so much to my guest on the podcast today, the wonderful Nikki Zooks. Thank you so much, Nikki, for coming on the show. It was so great learning about your passion for food, your plans for the future, and all the great things you've been up to during such a difficult time. I wish you nothing but the best, and we got to get together for a bite soon. Yet again, another episode of Sweeten Up is in the books. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe anywhere you get your podcasts. We would greatly appreciate your feedback. As a reminder, you can play the podcast with the help of your smart speaker by simply saying, "Play the podcast Sweeten Up with Jeff Spencer." Thank you as always to my best friends, the guys who make it all possible, post-production and music Morgan Lutzi, production and art director Kurt Vinci, editor and writer Nick Passacretta, and a special thanks as always to Devin Cipelli. My guest on the podcast next week is the great and powerful Charles Rosenay. Charles Rosenay may be the best known in the state as the producer of the Connecticut Beatles conventions and festivals for over four decades, and as a pro DJ, MC, and entertainer for as many years. Along with musical events, he published a magazine on the Beatles called Good Day Sunshine for 25 years, and since 1983, he has organized and hosted the Beatles tours to Liverpool for fans. Charles is a Beatles aficionado, expert, and promoter. Along with the Beatles-themed tours, Rosenay is the creator and organizer of the annual Dracula Tour to Transylvania, a vampire vacation that brings fans to the land of Vlad the Impaler and Dracula. Rosenay has acted in several horror films and shorts, and was also the founder of Connecticut's largest and scariest indoor haunted attraction, Fright Haven, which still operates in Stratford. Just last year, Rosenay published his first book titled The Book of Top 10 Horror List, which collects lists of favorite monster movies, actors, and other themes from 100 celebrities. Charles is the real deal. We covered it all. But until then, you know the deal. Stay safe, stay healthy. Love you all. Peace.